Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Brachos Daf Chaf Ches, Brachos 28. And today's Daf Yomi, we continue the story that we were discussing yesterday on the bottom of 27b, and now we're going to turn on the top of 28a, where the Gemara has discussed that Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua were in a dispute, and as a result of this, Rabbi Gamliel was disrespectful to Rabbi Yoshua, and therefore the academy rose up and deposed Rabbi Gamliel as being the Nasi, as being the president. But then they had a problem. Who are we going to put in his place? So they say, let us put Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah will be in his place. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said to them when they came and they approached him, Asu v'amrulay nichole lomar delave reish masifta. They said, can you become our Rosh Yeshiva? He said to them, Ezel v'imloch ba'inche beisek. Let me go and I'll ask the people of my house. Ezel v'imloch b'dvisayhu. He went and he asked his wife. Amrulay, she said to him, his wife said to him, Dilma Ma'avrin Loch, maybe they're going to get rid of you. In the end, that's what happened, that they didn't keep Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah the entire time. They gave him 1 week a month, and they put Rabbi Gamliel back. So his wife was correct. But he said to her, let a person use a precious cup one day, even though it's going to break the next day. So she said, Amrulay, she said to him, nobody's going to respect you because you don't have any white hair. And so therefore, the Nasi should really be an elderly person. So that night, a miracle happened. Ahu Yoma, that night, Bar Tamnis Rei Shanei Havi. That night, he turned 18 years old, and Israchash Leinisa V'Adrulay Tamnis Sarei Darech Yurasa. And a miracle happened, and he grew 18 rows of white hair. Behind him to come Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and that's why it says about Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That's why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, and we learned this in the Mishnah on 12b, and it became well known through the Haggadah, Hare ani keben shivim shana. That's why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, behold, I am like 70 years old. It wasn't that he was exactly 70. He didn't say, I am 70. He said, I am like 70. And the reason why he said he was like 70 was because he grew the white hair. So he looked older than he actually was. So before we go on, we want to explore the question, why did he go and he asked his wife? He says, let me go and ask my wife. This was a Talmudic scholar. He was worthy to be the Nasi. Why was it necessary for him to go home and ask his wife? So the Yaros Dvash explains that the reason is based upon the fact that it says in Ksuvos that a Talmud Chacham, a general Torah scholar, is obligated to be with their wife physically once a week, and from Friday night to Friday night, meaning once a week. However, the Nasi has more communal responsibilities. So the Nasi is supposed to be with his wife either once a month only. And so therefore, we see from here that this was going to be an effect not only upon him, but it was also going to affect his wife, that his wife wasn't going to have as much attention with him as she otherwise would have been entitled to. And so therefore, since there was going to be this impact, he had to ask her permission. We see similar, Moshe Rabbeinu had taken his tent away from his wife, and he moved his tent away. And so therefore, when somebody becomes the leader of Klal Yisrael, there's more communal responsibilities and less responsibilities to their wife. Another explanation was the Chidushe Rabbi Yonasan, who writes that the reason is that he noticed that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah noticed that Rabbi Gamliel was removed because he acted with arrogance. And so therefore, he suspected, maybe I'm going to be this type of person who's arrogant also. And since a person doesn't really know himself as well as somebody else knows him, he wanted to ask his wife, am I arrogant like Rabbi Gamliel is? And so therefore, maybe they'll remove me too. And so so his wife responded, he had to go home and ask his wife if he was arrogant. And his wife said, no, that's not your problem. We have other problems. And so then there another explanation is from the Ayelet Ahavim, and he explains that one of the reasons is because that a Nasi is required to be, we said that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was selected because he was wealthy. Why is he required to be wealthy? It's because he's supposed to use some of his own money for the purposes of the community. And so therefore, so there was this concern that maybe he was going to take some of his wife's money or some of the family's money. And so he went and he asked permission from his wife if he was able to commit to this communal responsibility. The Ein Elio explains that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was concerned that maybe the next day they're going to remove him from the Nesiuos, just like they removed Rabbi Gamliel. But however, he didn't care about his own status because he was a humble person. However, he was worried that maybe his wife was going to be affected by this. His wife was going to be embarrassed. It wasn't fair to her. It was one thing for him to be giving up in his own honor, but the fact that his wife was also going to be asked to make this sacrifice of her dignity and her honor, and that he was something he was very concerned about. And then another explanation from the Nemuke Yosef says, no, this is the basic point is every time the person does a decision of importance, the person is supposed to consult with their wife. That is the proper thing to do. And so that is just a very simple answer. So we see that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was brought in, and from the day that they brought him in, the Gemara says the whole base medrash changed, because Rabbi Gamliel's approach was very strict, and he said he had only allowed people into the base medrash if they were tocho kaboro. Very few people could be in. Only somebody who's inside was like their outside. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that day they had to add 400 benches to the base medrash. And so one person said 700 benches, because the whole nature changed. They became much more permissive. They allowed more and more people to enter in. And it was a revolution that was brought into the base medrash on that day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed as the Nasi.